This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I've been pretty wound up today, and I was up till like 1 in the morning last night when I drove back into D.C. When I drove, just go ahead and set it off for me. Thanks a lot. Start over. Anyways, I have been pretty hyped up, pretty wound up. Here today, and I got back from D.C. right in time for the show, and I appreciate Owen doing a great job. But I'm going to shoot some special reports today as well that deal with what Trump said and did that was so revolutionary, why it pissed him off. It was a great thing he did at the U.N. calling out the New World Order, you know, every year, versus what Biden's doing. We need to remind America of that and remind everybody this is a takeover, and more Republicans need to do what Trump's done. That's why they don't do it, though. They know if you do what Trump did and called out the attack on America, they come after you, Owen.
Or, you know, so many people refuse to want to share InfoWars links or come on InfoWars as guests because they know it's the same thing. Oh, I may be marked for censorship, and I may be this. I know you were briefly discussing that on the Tim Pool podcast yesterday, which... You know, he's been through it, too. He had you on, I guess it was like 6 months ago. They censored that podcast. He deleted some of it off of his YouTube channel so he could stay up. So I get it, but that's fine. You'll have nothing. If you're afraid to share Alex Jones or you're afraid to go on InfoWars, then you'll have nothing when it's all said and done. So just enjoy riding off into the sunset.
Because no one will support you when you get taken off.
But I don't think that's going to happen, Alex. I think even the weakest people out there in media that still deep down love liberty, love life, want to be free and prosperous. Eventually, they're going to turn it on, and that'll be when the threshold is crossed. And I don't want to see a situation like we have in Australia where I think a civil war is almost inevitable.
Man, like cop cars running people over? The cops are won a war. They are just, and again, that's what Klaus Schwab wants. But people need to know it's direct, it's a plan, it's by design. And tomorrow we got Tim Pool on the show. So look for Tim Pool. I didn't do a lot of interviews, but he's going to be with us tomorrow. So that's going to be on 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The fourth hour, we usually have a guest host, and it's Paul Joseph Watson on Tuesdays. Tuesday is Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News time. Owen, you hosted American Journal this morning. An idea we've all had to kind of host each other's shows, give it a little bit of a mix-up. It's fun to do. And then I guess Harris is hosting your show at 3 p.m. today.
Yeah, and I will just say this tomorrow, programming note for the War Room, I've been tracking this story, and Dr. Brian Artis was so key in helping me understand it even better yesterday here on the Alex Jones Show. But basically, yet another example, we're going to have the legal representation of a woman who was killed in a hospital. She went in with COVID. She was treated like a prisoner. Multiple lawyers, multiple court orders, give her ivermectin, release her. They just refused to do it. Now the woman's dead. So we've been tracking. I'm telling you, Alex, Dr. Brian Artis is going to be back on the War Room with me next week. It's so key. He breaks it all down, man. It's just everything we knew from being outside.
I've had a bunch of other medical doctors on here say the same thing, and it's come out. The protocol they give, the COVID protocol, is a death sentence.
You get treated like a prisoner. And this isn't even up for debate. I mean, even the people...
That's why you couldn't visit the families at old folks' homes or hospitals, because they want to be able to carry out the execution.
Even the people that don't want to look at the COVID reality in the face cannot argue. Where are the COVID deaths?
And think about this. They killed the lady we had on earlier, Jody O'Malley's friend, who was a nurse there. They wouldn't even give her ivermectin. Steroids.
Where do the COVID deaths happen, people? They're not happening in the homeless camps. They're not happening in these massive gatherings or protests or riots or rallies.
Hospitals.
They're not happening at UN meetings. They're not happening at ball games. They're happening at one place. One place. Hospitals. One place.
That's right. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. weekday Central. Only way we get this message out, and you get it now. It's life and death. We weren't hyping this. We weren't lying. They had a UN world government plan, the Rockefellers, that set up the UN to do it, to literally kill us. It's Operation Lockstep. It's here. They're going to release more deadly viruses soon, and no vaccine's going to help you. It's actually going to breed them and create them. So tell everybody to tune in now to Paul Joseph Watson. Share the live links. Take his tweet when he puts it out promoting it. Retweet it. Infowars.com/show. Man, video, and get the film COVID Land, The Lockdown Part 1. Very well produced, amazing director, Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Tenpenny, and dozens of other guests. I voiced the thing over. It's going to be shipping in 2 weeks, and if you pre-order, you get a free copy of Endgame, a $19 value with it free at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your orders in at COVIDland.com. Takes you right to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com. COVID Land. and get it and make copies. And you're authorized to make copies and get it out to people. Air it on local TV. It's free to air. Just warn people. Warn people. Wake up. Come out of your trance now.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, Vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality Vitamin B12, taking out the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
The Summit News Hour, we're going to talk about the revolution, the rebellion, the revolt that's going on in Australia. Finally, people are tired of being told by their esteemed health authorities not to talk to their friends and neighbours. They're tired of seeing joggers in parks arrested, thrown to the ground as they have cardiac arrests for not wearing a mask. They're sick to the back teeth of women, old women being arrested for sitting on park benches. They're sick to the back teeth of people being told to get off a beach because they're not wearing a mask while they're sat on the beach, or they don't wear a mask from the walk to the beach to the bar, because that's, of course, when we know COVID is prone to strike most. Just like when you go into a restaurant, the virus takes a break when you sit down at the table to have a drink, but it's particularly potent in the 10-yard walk from the door of the restaurant to the table itself. Makes perfect sense, I'm sure you'll agree. I'm going to get into that shortly, though, because I did a report on Australia a few hours ago. Let me know when we have that video ready. But there was a big article that came out in the Telegraph just about an hour ago. The headline is, Wuhan scientists plan to release coronaviruses into bat caves 18 months before the outbreak. And recall that the horseshoe bat that they claim this coronavirus originated in was not located in the Wuhan wet market. In fact, the nearest bats, which they claimed were naturally infected with this virus, were 400 miles away. What wasn't 400 miles away from the source of the infection was the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But remember, we weren't allowed to talk about that, or we'd be banned off social media and called dangerous conspiracy theorists for the best part of a year. As Peter Daszak, one of the prime engineers of this gain-of-function research in Wuhan, wrote emails to Dr. Anthony Fauci thanking him for not allowing that dangerous conspiracy theory to circulate, as he was literally put over the board of Facebook's fact-checking department on the coronavirus, deciding what people can and can't say about it. So Wuhan scientists plan to release coronaviruses into cave bats 18 months before the outbreak. Remember, the first confirmed case, although they later covered this up, of somebody falling sick from the coronavirus was a lab worker in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Just another coincidence. Wuhan scientists were planning to release enhanced airborne coronaviruses into Chinese bat populations to inoculate them against diseases that could jump to humans, leaked grant proposals dating from 2018 show. And again, remember, these caves where the nearest bats came from that were the source of the coronavirus, we're told, were 400 miles away from Wuhan itself. New documents show that just 18 months before the first COVID-19 cases appeared, researchers had submitted plans to release skin-penetrating nanoparticles containing novel chimeric spike proteins of bat coronaviruses into cave bats in Yunnan, China. It says they also plan to create chimeric viruses genetically enhanced to infect humans more easily. Remember, this was a dangerous conspiracy theory just 6 months ago, and requested $14 million from DARPA to fund the work. And even DARPA came back and said, no, this is ridiculous, it's deadly, it's dangerous, we're not going to fund it. Even the deep state said it was too dangerous. Papers confirmed as genuine by a former member of the Trump administration show they were hoping to introduce human-specific cleavage sites to bat coronaviruses, which would make it easier for the virus to enter human cells. But again, they were trying to prevent that by making it happen. When COVID-19 was first genetically sequenced, scientists were puzzled about how the virus had evolved such a human-specific adaptation at the cleavage site on the spike protein, which is the reason it's so infectious. Documents were released by Drastic, the web-based investigations team set up by scientists from across the world. So this is from the esteemed scientists themselves. Then it goes on to say that the bid was submitted by British zoologist Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance, the organization that funded, with Dr. Anthony Fauci, gain-of-function research on behalf of the US government at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And again, as I said earlier, Daszak was made kingmaker by Facebook fact-checkers to censor, quote, disinformation about the COVID outbreak right at the start of the pandemic back in February 2020. Then it goes on to include team members, Dr. Shi Zhengli, the WIV researcher dubbed Batwoman, as well as U.S. researchers from the University of North Carolina and the United States Geological Survey National Wildlife Health Center. So again, Daszak, this guy, again, was intimately involved. The same guy who, back in February 2020, was writing gracious, indebted emails to Dr. Anthony Fauci, thanking him for cutting off the narrative at the source that the Wuhan Institute of Virology that he was funding had anything to do with the outbreak. Meanwhile, they're literally infecting these bats with the coronavirus in these caves in Yunnan, China, or at least applying for the research permit to do so back in 2018. But even DARPA refused to fund the work, saying, quote, it's clear the proposed project led by Peter Daszak going to put local communities at risk, and warned that the team had not properly considered the dangers of enhancing the virus, gain of function research, or releasing a vaccine by air. Grant documents show the team also had some concerns about the vaccine program, said they would, quote, conduct educational outreach so that there is a public understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing it, particularly because of the practice of bat consumption in the region. Now, again, if you talked about any of this 6 months ago, you were banned off of social media, and they're still doing it to this day. Reclaim the Net reports Michigan candidate for governor Garrett Soledano receives permanent ban from YouTube. Why? Well, he challenged Governor Whitmer's COVID restrictions in Michigan one too many times. Now he's permanently banned forever. Again, more interference, election interference by Google. A Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan claims to have been permanently banned from YouTube. Garrett Soledano, an anti-lockdown activist who hopes to be the Republican Party's flag bearer for the Michigan governor race next year, was banned by YouTube yesterday. The notice from the Google-owned platform said his channel was suspended for severe or repeated violations of the community guidelines, but did not specify exactly what they were. He was challenging the lockdown restrictions in Michigan. That's why he was banned. Meanwhile, Facebook and Instagram delete Project Veritas vaccine video for misinformation that could cause harm. What was the misinformation? It was a Health and Human Services official talking about vaccine side effects. Literally, one of their own scientists talk about it, and it's gone, it's banned, it's zapped. Facebook and its subsidiary Instagram have removed a new video. By the way, of course, O'Keefe and Project Veritas were banned off of Twitter many months ago. They're being banned off all these other platforms now. And Instagram's removed the video from the undercover reporting operatives under its misinformation policy. It says, we encourage free expression, but we don't allow false information. What was the false information? Well, they didn't tell Project Veritas, but the video in question featured a whistleblower from the Health and Human Services Department, registered nurse Jodie O'Malley. making allegations that the federal government were underreporting the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, the latest numbers show that there have been at least 15,000 deaths as a result of the vaccine. Of course, that's an underreporting in and of itself. But if you talk about that, if you have a HHS registered nurse talk about it, then you get banned off of Facebook. Because again, the people tasked with running the fact checks on Facebook, on Instagram, were the very same people running the Wuhan Institute of Virology cover-up from the very beginning. In the video, O'Malley was discussing with another doctor, an ER doctor, alleging that not all patients suffering from heart inflammation after taking the vaccine are being reported. Quote, but now they, the government, are not going to blame the vaccine, Dr. Gonzalez said, of a patient who had suspected myocarditis. Of course, we've seen this in the UK with the teenagers suffering from heart complications, way more so than being hospitalized from the virus, from the COVID virus itself. And yet now we're rolling out jabs to kids as young as 5 years old. The insanity continues. Summit.news will be back. Don't go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, many people have been asking of Australians over the past 6 months, where is their backbone? What happened to the rugged individualist spirit of Crocodile Dundee? Where were the protests? Where was the mass revolt against this disastrous zero COVID policy that the Australian health authorities have been pursuing? Where is the revolt against this lockdown tyranny to the point where if you go 3 kilometres outside your home, the police send a drone, they track your license plate, they issue fines, they issue arrests. At one point, they were even talking about fitting people who were supposed to be isolating at home with electronic ankle bracelets. We had a story a couple of weeks ago where they're introducing now, I think it's in the state of Victoria, this program where you have to download a government app if you're supposed to be self-isolating, and if the government calls you up within 15 minutes, you have to take a geolocation-tagged selfie and send it to the government just to prove where you are. This is beyond Chinese communist-style social credit score. This is the next level. And we were asking what the line in the sand would be. Well, we found that line over the past few days because there has been an uprising. We had the yellow vest in France back in late 2018 into 2019, of course, revolting against President Macron, his globalist measures to basically crush the economy. The French farmers were out in the streets. We saw that movement expand to Germany, to the Netherlands. Well, now we're seeing the rise of the Orange Vest Revolution in Australia. Headline out of Breitbart: chaos down under as anti-lockdown protesters clash with riot police in Melbourne. The streets of Melbourne were plunged into chaos once again on Tuesday as anti-lockdown protesters clashed with riot police, forcing police vehicles to retreat as they smashed windows and hurled makeshift missiles. This is the construction workers whose union told them that they would be mandated to take the COVID-19 vaccine or lose their jobs. We have a video about this, and I'm going to talk about the latest when we get back. But here is what is happening in Australia with the rise of the Orange Vest movement. Here's the clip. Are we witnessing the start of a yellow vest-style revolt in Australia? Or more accurately, is this the beginning of the Orange Vest uprising? The union that represents construction workers mandated that they all get the vaccine or lose their jobs. Suffice to say, they weren't too happy about it. A day after attempting to storm the union building itself, construction workers marched through Melbourne wearing yellow and orange jackets while chanting, F the jab and enough is enough. Another video showed police cars fleeing as they were confronted by demonstrators. Protesters reached the Westgate Freeway, blocked traffic in both directions, and then occupied the Westgate Bridge. Despite facing traffic jams, the people stuck in their vehicles appeared to offer support. Authorities and the media have dismissed the protest as a bunch of right-wing extremists and neo-Nazis. Wow, didn't see that one coming. But is this the rallying point that Australians have been crying out for? Facing draconian restrictions and 11 grand fines merely for protesting. Is the yellow or orange jacket the new symbol of resistance just as it was in France? Does it provide Aussies with a unifying emblem around which they can build solidarity? Melbourne witnessed numerous scenes of extremism. extreme police brutality during protests this past weekend, including a 70-year-old woman being pushed to the floor and pepper sprayed in the face by police. Because they really care about public health, such scenes have generated increasing anger, international condemnation, and the realization that Australia is no longer a democratic country. But it does now appear that the yellow and orange vest uprising could be the fork in the road where Aussies finally come together and declare, enough is enough. So there you have it, some actual positive news. Yes, positive news, a rare sight on this broadcast. But of course, the reason this is happening is because Australia continues to pursue the most brutal, the most draconian lockdown in the developed world. They had one COVID case, for example, in a town, Alice Springs, which was 800 miles from the nearest city. And they do this time and time again. They put the full town into lockdown. There's no differentiation whatsoever. I was just looking through the headlines that we've had about Australia over the past 6 months. Lockdown Australians' alcohol intake monitored and restricted by the state. The people in the public housing, the apartments, under lockdown again for months and months on end, the only way that they could try and get through it, we know, by the way, that suicides have drastically increased throughout Australia as a result of lockdown. Some people trying to get through it by basically drinking their way through it, but even the government came along and said, no, you can't do that, because they really care about your health, even as untold numbers of them are committing suicide. The government literally intercepted parcels that family members were sending to these people in social housing in these apartments, searching it for alcohol and confiscating the booze. We had top health officials in Australia come out and basically tell the unvaccinated that they'll remain under lockdown restrictions forever, which is another reason why you're seeing this orange vest revolt. We have another headline. Woman in quarantine harassed by cops for removing face masks to drink tea. In these self-isolation gulags, they literally patrol these prisons that they've kept Australians in who are supposed to be self-isolating. If they remove their mask for a second to drink their tea, the cops swoop on them. Meanwhile, Australian police violate lockdown rules to host LGBT office party, because obviously that's more important. So the actual officials enforcing this brutal lockdown, once again, as in America with the ME Hollywood elite, the rules don't apply to them. You know, Australian police pepper spray children for not wearing face masks. You've seen numerous people tackled in the street. We had a story out of Brisbane about a month ago where an old guy was jogging in a park, exercising. You're not supposed to wear a face mask while you're doing hardcore exercise. You could literally choke to death. They tackled him, dragged him to the ground, had a cardiac arrest. We've had authorities saying they won't hesitate to go door to door. We've had Australian health officials telling grandparents, don't go anywhere near your grandkids. And remember, these orange vests who are out on the streets now in Melbourne going up against the police, going up against the union that's mandating them to get this jab, they face fines of $11,000 merely for engaging in any form of protest. That's how bad it's become. In fact, even posting about an anti-lockdown protest online can not only get you a massive fine, it can get you a home visit from the police. We saw that with the pregnant woman who was arrested, handcuffed in front of her children, and that was 6 months ago. It's only gotten worse since. Of course, Dr. Kerry Chant, the New South Wales public health official, coming out and saying, don't talk to your friends, don't talk to your neighbours, don't post about it online, don't complain about it. Well, they're not only complaining about it, they're out en masse, on the streets, rebelling. It's a new rise of a new movement, the Orange Vest Movement, and it's fantastic to see. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products, We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me?
Well, I was in the cinema a couple of days ago for the first time in 18 months or more, and there were literally people sat in the cinema wearing masks throughout a 2.5-hour film. Again, they removed the mask to eat a handful of popcorn because of we know, of course, that the virus knows when you're eating a handful of popcorn and it relents, it falls back. But then when you put the popcorn carton down, you have to put the mask back on because the COVID knows that you've put the mask back on. It knows that you're not eating the popcorn anymore. Just as it knows when you sat down at the table, it's important to wear the mask for that 10-yard walk from the entrance of the restaurant to the table. Soon as you've sat down at the table, you know you're safe. You know you can remove the mask. Well, the people who were very keen on removing their masks over the past couple of days, once again, are the Hollywood elite, the same kind of people who will screech at you for not wearing one inside a near-empty grocery store. Of course, we had this story yesterday. But there was an update about it, which we covered earlier today. First, let's explain what happened Sunday night at the Emmys. This clip is maskless Hollywood elite laugh at you
at the Emmys. We'll come back and talk about the latest, but here it is. The same Hollywood elite who will screech on Twitter about you not wearing a face mask in a near-empty grocery store, all gathered in close proximity in huge numbers at the Emmys to slobber all over each other, completely maskless. And once again, they were all attended to by an army of worker slave drones, all of whom had to wear masks. I've seen more social distancing. Fucking ant colony. But you're bad for wanting to visit your grandma at Thanksgiving. The woman in yellow is rich and famous and thus immune to COVID and thus is free to walk without a mask. Sadly, the staff at the end of the video are not rich or famous, lack immunity and thus must cover their faces for their own good. California has a mask mandate for all indoor events, even if you're fully vaccinated. But apparently, so long as you show up in a backless luxury Dior dress and smother yourself in $2 million worth of Tiffany diamonds, the rules no longer apply. 4-year-old children in California have to wear face coverings in class. Yet these twats get to genuflect and drool all over each other all night giving speeches about what good people they are with not a mask in sight. My kids eat their lunches on their laps in the school auditorium facing forward and get yelled at if they talk to friends. Comedian Seth Rogen was praised for being the only self-aware person in the room to point out the disconnect.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now.
But this wasn't an impromptu moment of spontaneous self-awareness. The jokes were scripted. They were written before the event. They're laughing at you. They even had some kind of DJ announcing that all the COVID guidelines were being followed, while the camera literally showed celebrities hugging and kissing. They're taking the piss. But despite this avalanche of vile hypocrisy, what was the main point of concern afterwards on Twitter? Too many white people winning awards. Because God forbid talent should be judged on actual talent and not just on skin pigmentation. Meanwhile, more footage has emerged of AOC at the Met Gala being attended to by a phalanx of masked worker slaves while she and her maskless husband laugh it up. Keep complying, idiots. Just shut up and keep complying. Well, there you have it, once again proving that the face nappy is not just the symbol of conformity, it is the symbol of the modern day worker drone slave. But don't worry, because the health authorities, in all their infinite wisdom, have come out and explained this all away, because they've come out today and said that, quote, performers, that means the rich and famous, are exempt from mask rules. So move along, it's all been explained. This is the LA County Department of Public Health, who responded to criticism of what you just saw on that video by claiming that the rules didn't apply because it was a television production event and it featured some people in expensive dresses smothered with Tiffany diamonds and so on, you know, they were exempt. Just like London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, went for a night out in a nightclub with live music. She was seen taking photos, maskless, again, against the rules in California, but she said, oh, don't be the fun police. Yeah, our point exactly. But when they do it, they can get away with it and they do this mealy-mouth thing where it's like, oh no, we're performers. So why were the slaves wearing the masks then? If it's a television event, even though it's indoors, why were only the celebrities made to not wear masks? Why were the slaves, the worker drones, made to wear masks? Why weren't they exempt? Under Los Angeles County's Department of Health guidelines, everyone aged 2 years and older must wear a face covering, quote, in all indoor public settings, venues, gatherings, and public and private businesses. However, after it was asserted that the rules don't apply to the rich and famous, the department was forced to respond. They said, LA, this is Oliver Darcy, LA County Department of Public Health tells me that the maskless Emmys were not in violation of the mask mandate because exemptions are made for film, television, and music productions. Just like exemptions are made for John Kerry walking through an airport, or John Kerry walking through airport security, or all those Democrats who skipped the vote and got on a private plane and none of them were wearing masks. I guess they were performers as well. I guess Nancy Pelosi was a performer when she got to get her hair done and wasn't wearing a mask inside the hair salon. I guess Governor Gavin Newsom, when he went for a posh dinner in a fancy French restaurant, wasn't wearing a mask in violation of the rules. I guess he was a performer. So apparently, as long as you're making a television production or you just describe yourself as a performer, COVID-19 recognizes that fact and doesn't show up for the night, much like it disappears as soon as people sit down to eat at a restaurant, but not while they walk to the table. And in fact, the LA County Health Authorities went further, insisting that the event organizers, quote, exceeded the baseline requirements for television and film productions, despite, again, being indoors in direct violation of their rules, before asserting that the full vaccination of all those present was one of the most powerful ways to achieve a safe environment. Yeah, even though you admit your vaccines are crap and they don't work properly and they can still spread the virus even though they're vaccinated. So again, apparently if you're a performer, or in other words, rich and famous, you don't have to wear a mask. Everybody is a performer. Meanwhile, Brazilian President Bolsonaro, who should have identified as a performer, and then maybe he would have been allowed inside restaurants in New York, forced to eat pizza on sidewalk in New York because he's not vaccinated, even though he had COVID and recovered from it, has natural immunity, which gives him 27 times more protection than getting the vaccine. He's not allowed inside a pizza restaurant in New York. Again, should have identified as a performer. After arriving for the UN General Assembly, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was forced to eat pizza on the sidewalk because he's not vaccinated and therefore banned from indoor dining in New York. While elites in Hollywood and New York get to ignore COVID restrictions when attending indoor events, like at the Emmys, being the leader of a major country isn't enough to get you an exemption. Of course, we had the story a couple of days ago where the United Nations itself came out in violation of New York's rules and said, people attending that globalist confab, the globalists who haven't had their vaccine, maybe because they know what's in it, they won't have to provide a vaccine passport or any kind of COVID check to enter the UN building for this General Assembly meeting in New York. So again, I guess they, you know, they identified as performers or musicians, or they were just rich and famous, or they were just very powerful. They're not subject to the same rules as you. Meanwhile, a Black Lives Matter protest is being planned outside a restaurant in New York because three black women were denied entry on the basis that they couldn't prove they had the jab. In some areas of America, 50% of the black community hasn't had the jab. Is this how we defeat the vaccine passport in California, in New York, by pointing out that it's discriminatory and it's creating segregation, which, as we know, is racist? Could that be the ultimate death knell for the vaccine passport in New York? Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Well, of course, Joe Biden has genuflected in front of the UN globalists to push the myth of man-made global warming once again today, vowing to double aid to developing countries vulnerable to climate crisis, even as all their predictions about the climate crisis have proven spectacularly wrong. These are the same people who said we'd enter a new ice age in the 70s. These are the same people who say Arctic ice is going to disappear every single summer. They're proven wrong time and time again. Well, we have a group here in the UK which has proven particularly virulent. It's called Extinction Rebellion, despite the fact that it's literally Extinction Establishment, because all of their narratives are being amplified by academia, by the media, by celebrities, by cultural institutions. It's far from a rebellion if every organ of the establishment is pushing the same narrative, and they've been out once again blocking roads, stopping people with actual jobs from getting to work here in the UK for the fifth time in the space of the week. M25 protest, 38 arrested as Insulate Britain group blocks motorway for fifth time. They've just rebranded themselves from Extinction Rebellion because everyone hates Extinction Rebellion. These are the same people who literally blocked commuter trains 2 years ago, stopped people from getting to work at 6 a.m. in the morning because apparently electric-powered commuter trains are now part of the problem as well. 38 people have been arrested after climate protesters from the Insulate Britain, it's Extinction Rebellion, call it what it is, attempted to block the M25 for a fifth time. They're literally causing pileups running in the middle of a busy road. There was a woman airlifted to hospital. They've had actual insulation engineers stopped from getting to work trying to carry out the very thing that they demand. They're complete idiots. They're egomaniacs doing it for the Instagram clout. Here's a quick video summarizing what we've witnessed so far. This is Extinction Rebellion idiots block roads yet again. Let's go to the clip. Extinction Rebellion activists caused commuter chaos for people who have actual jobs by blocking roads outside of London for the fourth time in a week. Because it's so universally loathed, Extinction Rebellion has rebranded itself as Insulate Britain. They're so desperate to insulate Britain that their road blockades have stopped actual insulation engineers from getting to work. Galaxy Brain Genius. The group's ringleader is so concerned about home insulation that his own home uses gas central heating, is single glazed and has no insulation in any of the walls. Such commitment to the cause. The group's main achievement appears to be massively increasing the number of cars spewing CO2 as they sit idling again. Genius. While also causing a huge pile-up that led to a massive car accident leading to a woman being airlifted to hospital with serious injuries. Well done, dickheads. But just like back in 2019 when the idiots found out what happens when you try to stop a train full of people getting to work early in the morning, irate commuters angrily confronted them once again.
Why the hell do you think this is the right thing to do? But this isn't our fight. I know what you're fighting. I completely agree that this is a really, really good idea. But this is not the way to do it. You're causing more pollution by all these cars just sitting here doing f***ing all. Oh, that's... Okay, that's the situation. This is ridiculous. We're doing this over and over again. We're not helping the cause. We're making people's peace.
Why the... are you out protesting when the government is doing everything you want anyway? Banning petrol cars, forcing Britain to pursue zero carbon, implementing disastrous green energy policies that lead to massive unemployment and soaring energy prices. They're already doing all that, so what are you protesting for? Boris Johnson literally installed his eco-mentalist wife in number 10 Downing Street as the de facto Prime Minister of the country. And you're still whining. The Financial Times, the Davos billionaires paper of record, lavishly praises you, and you still think you're fighting the system. While cracking the heads of anti-lockdown protesters, the police treat you like they're providing friendly customer service, and you think you're going up against the man.
If you've got any questions at all, just ask. And if any of you in any discomfort or need anything, just let me know. We'll try and sort you out in a nice way.
Foreign Office Minister James Cleverly appeared on GMB this morning to re-emphasise that the government is totally acquiescing to all your demands. Little tip for you here. If the media, transnational corporations, cultural institutions, celebrities and academia are all amplifying the exact same message as you, and if the government is literally implementing the very same policies that you're demanding, you're not the rebellion, you're the establishment. So there you have it, and those idiots, hippie morons, were out blocking traffic yet again this morning. They had the guy on GB News, the founder of the group. Turns out his home isn't insulated, he's got single glazing and gas heating, and he's not going to do anything about it. Again, I've been at anti-lockdown protests. If they try to block a road, in many cases the exact same road in Westminster or Parliament Square, they send the riot police in within 10 minutes to crack heads. Meanwhile, you saw the clip there. Oh, are you feeling uncomfortable? If you have any complaints, just let us know. It's like they've been given customer service. The police are doing their bidding. The government's doing their bidding, passing all the policies they want. Why are they even out there? Absolutely insane. Meanwhile, and we're going to go to this clip here, final clip of the show. Fauci struggles to answer why Americans with natural COVID immunity should get vaccinated. During a segment on CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the great deity now, struggled to explain why Americans who have natural immunity to COVID should get the vaccine. And here is what he said. Let's go to the clip.
And just real quickly, there was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity, and basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone. What are people to make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID. I'm protected. And now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing the paper from Israel didn't tell you is whether or not, as high as the protection is with natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine. So it is conceivable that you got infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. So I think that is something that we need to sit down and discuss seriously, because you very appropriately pointed out it is an issue, and there could be an argument for saying what you said.
And where are we on kids below the age of?
So there you have it. He said the COVID immunity, natural COVID immunity, may not protect people for an indefinite period of time. This is the same guy pushing the booster vaccines, because the vaccine itself has not protected people for any conceivable length of time, less than 6 months, which is why the booster shots are all already being rolled out. Then what he said is directly disproven by the study that Sanjay Gupta cited, which is a Times of Israel reported, showed that natural immunity provided Israelis, quote, longer lasting delta defense than vaccine. So the answer to his question, or his dismissal of this, is provided by the study itself. It says the variant was 27 times more likely to break through Pfizer protection from January to February and cause symptoms than it was to penetrate natural immunity from the same period. But again, you're not going to be allowed to present natural immunity certificates, because it's not about public health. It's about mass compliance. Meanwhile, Viktor Orban gives Pope warning about mass migration to the West. He asked Pope Francis not to let Christianity perish, as he gave him a gift that challenged the Supreme Pontiff's advocacy for mass immigration. The king, this is the gift he gave him. It was a letter that King Bela IV wrote for Pope Innocent IV in 1250, where he said the king warned of the looming threat of the Tatar invasion and called for the unity of Europe. He was ignored. 35 years later, he fended off the Tatars with great bloodshed. So this warning on the consequences of mass immigration was given to the Pope by the Hungarian leader, Viktor Orban. The Pope's response, and bear in mind, this is the same guy who's pushed globalist UN global warming mantras. He's washed the feet of migrants and said, invite them all in from Islamic countries into Europe. He literally came out after the Charlie Hebdo massacre and said they were basically justified in what they did. He said, oh, if you punched my mother, I'd respond as well. Literally justifying the massacre of the cartoonists in Paris. Well, now he's come out and said, Pope Francis says some people want to be dead, as he hits back at the conservative critics of the Catholic Church. And he basically says anyone who criticizes the Catholic Church, which is him, is engaging in, quote, the work of the devil. No, you're engaging in the work of the devil by completely abandoning all the Catholic tenets that you're supposed to protect and defend, which at its core is the Christian base of Europe as a civilization. That's going to wrap it up. Summit.news War Room is next. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.